بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. What Karisa read was a surah of the 29th juz of the Quran Kareem. It has been a habit for a while that once a week to discuss a surah of the Quran. This began a while ago, by Allah's fadl, we have now reached the 29th juz. One of the reasons why we started this is that people with South Africa always enjoyed that we had beautiful Qurra, and that was the kindness of Almighty Allah. And in recent times we have a lot of hifz classes. Before it was in the masjid and it gave life to the masajid. Now it is even in houses. And Allah is spreading it in a very unique manner. And how evil spreads, they never ever reach a certain level and they say, right now we have done enough. Every day they open another door. On good also, doors has to continue opening. Every time a new door opens, it helps to shut one door of evil. One door that we need to open for our children is that now where they have learned to recite beautiful Quran, and normally they are learning Quran when they are young. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that teach your child Quran when he's young, so it will become part of his flesh. But for that to happen, it was not only that the reading and how beautiful they're reading, but if that child can be memorizing Quran and he has got the ability to understand the meaning of it, he doesn't have to know how to speak Arabic. But as he's learning that half a page at the beginning, if we can create such a situation that even if it means that the hifz class might take 1 year extra to complete, but then it will not just be a 3 years to finish Quran, it will be a 3 years process of learning the entire Quran. When that child learns his half a page and he's reading it so many times indoor, he's not now only reading the Arabic. If it's regarding Jannah, he will be reading regarding Jannah so many times that thereafter he doesn't need a bayan, because his Quran was his bayan. When he will know the meaning of Quran, he will find very interesting to read nafal salah with Quran. He will find it very easy to cry in his salah when reading Quran. When the mother and father are fast asleep, you will see him waking up in tahajjud. Because he says, how I enjoy my Quran in tahajjud, it's different from outside. All of that will happen when the meaning of Quran is. Almighty Allah revealed this as an answer to every objection, to every issue, to every person who says, Maulana, you got some time, I need to talk. The answer was, your Quran will give you the answer. And this is one kitab that will never say, I'm too busy for you. Every time the man reads it, people 1,400 years ago read it, they found the answer. The world changed so many times, and in recent times, how fast. And a person reads it now and he says, I found my answer. Every verse is miraculous. Every word is miraculous. It cleans the inside. It cleans the mind. That boy who grew up with Quran and the meaning of Quran, at the age of 10, he will be mature already. When other people are laughing, you will find him crying. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, the hafiz of Quran has to be such. When everyone else is laughing, you will find him crying. All of that will happen if that little meaning of Quran, little meaning. So we have gone very far by the fadl of Allah. Allah, let this also now come. It is an answer to that arrow of atheism that is being shot. That child, when the environment that he is being sent, he is not well shielded anymore. Everyone around him is out to get him. He has to be given so much of ammunition, and that ammunition is Quran. If he has to be told about Darwin and his theory, he will say, but I got a verse of Quran that says opposite. One verse of his will shut the entire world down. One verse. We will explain, this is not a bayan really, it is going to be the translation of the surah. A little explanation. As Qarisap was reading it, I was thinking at that time that how nice if everyone knew the meaning. Then we could have just said, read it again, second time, read it a third time, and the work is done. Three times, this surah will explain. The name of the surah is Dahr. Dahr means time. For many reasons it's called Dahr. The opening verse starts, Heenum min ad-dahri. But the surah took us throughout time. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, Hal ata ala al-insani heenum min ad-dahr. That had it not been that there was a time in life when man was not even mentioned, لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. This verse took us in the past. Almighty Allah created the world, it was only angels. It was only angels and it was only the worship of Allah. After how many years we will never know, Almighty Allah created one jinn. He was known as Al-Jan. This is known as the father of the jinn. Thereafter Allah Tabarak Ta'ala spread through him the jinn. And they had their era. How long we will never know. Their nature was more rebellious. There was amongst them the good, but majority were rebellious. Whether they looked like dragons or wild and unique figures, whatever it was, we were not there in that era. And they had their wars, they fought. Whatever happened, happened. Thereafter Almighty Allah created Nabi Adam alayhi salam. When he created him, that was the first time that the mention of man was being made. Adam alayhi salam, when he was sent down on earth, from him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to some reports, is 5432. 5,432 years. 5432. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to us is about 1,400 years. So you'll say practically we very close to the end of 7,000. 7,000 was the duration of man. Before this, how many years the jinn enjoyed, we'll never know. And before that, how many the angels enjoyed, but that really went into the thousands. We got our period of about 7,000, it could be a little bit more than that. In this period then comes me and you. In this 5432 period, 5,000 years, now it's about 7, going close to 7,000. What was my hissa in this year? It's about 70 years. My period in the 7,000 years of man on earth is about 70. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the age of my ummah is between 60 to 63. So we got our 70 years. In that 70 years, before coming in, there was that one small period when we were in the womb of the mother. We had absolutely no choice. Before 7,000 years, we had no choice. It was the jinn. Before the jinn, it was the angels. We had no choice. It was the decision of Almighty Allah. Then we were put in the womb of the mother. While we're in the womb, we have that period of about 7 to 9 months. During that 7 to 9 months, we had absolutely no choice. Allah wanted us to go on the right, we went on the right. On the left, we went on the left. No choice. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, did that time not come on man that you were not mentioned? We were not mentioned before Adam alayhi salam. And me and you were not mentioned about 40 years ago. And very soon a time is going to come where we're not going to be mentioned again. They might pass the qabr and he'll say, he was a good man. That word he came also finished. No mention. In the 70 of the 7,000 of this many thousands, we got a very small space, very small. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, while we were in the womb of the mother, inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshaj. Indeed, we created man from that nutfa. We will translate it as sperm. But it means in that mixed substance. There was a lot of things in it. We say the sperm of the man, and then the egg of the woman, and then something else came out, and it clung. Almighty Allah says, in a mixed substance, that was you. Nabtalihi. Then we moved man. One translation of ibtila, one is exam, one is to move. We rotated man while he was in the womb of the mother. So think of how I rotated, how you rotated. We were that clinging, whatever they want to call it, blood. And then as we started getting bigger in the womb, that entire process, Almighty Allah says, we were just shaking you around. As we shook you, man had no choice in the decision of Allah. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. But when we made him, how we made him? We gave him the ability to hear and the ability to see, means we took him out unique. Ask every man in the world. Because at the present moment there is this thing that a person says, why did Allah do this? When atheism starts, it's that first question, why? So Almighty Allah says, then why was that why not asked in the womb? When man had no choice, how Allah took him out? فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. When we handed ourselves fully over to Allah, the result was a unique man was created. But in that womb, as the child was pushed this way and that way, maybe the child, if he wanted to, he could have cried and he could have said, Allah, why? But the answer was going to be, if you don't allow the shaykh now, you're not going to see the results tomorrow. In this world, whenever the question is asked, why? There was good days, why did I have to see a bad day? There was healthy days, why did I have to see a sick day? Everything was going my way, why did I have to go the other way? Almighty Allah has given the answer, when you were in the womb, we were also turning you around. But the result which came after that was, you were unique. In this world, who a person happily says, I have put myself on the decision of Allah. When He gives me good, I will praise Allah and be thankful. And if difficulties come, then I will also take that with sabr and say, I trust my Allah. Because the result of it is going to be seen in the next world. When that child came out in this world, it would have been, wow, what my Allah brought me into. When we will leave this world, that same wow is going to come again. Only is we have to behave like a child in this world. When the mother needs to turn the child this way to change the napkin, that child cannot refuse and say, I will never change. I will never turn. I will never allow my dirt to be removed. The child is obedient and the child comes out clean. Whichever servant is obedient to Allah in this world, there was no promise in this world that if you take the name of Allah, you will not see any difficulty. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the opposite. He said, the one that Allah tested the most in this world was the Nabi of Allah. Then the one closest to the Nabi, the one closest to the Nabi. This world is a world of turn. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. We turned him around and around. But when we made him, how we made him? إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ. Then we brought him. So now 10 years went, he was immature. He reached 12, he reached 15. And then we showed him the path. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ. The mind was made mature. He was given the ability, now you make a decision. That boy said, I'm the boss now. Maturity never come to be the boss. Maturity came to make a mature decision. Imma shakira wa imma kafura. That now I will either thank my Allah for what He has done, or I will either, we will like say, accuse my Allah, or be angry with Allah, or say, Allah, you never do anything. Said, we gave him the choice. He can either take the right road, and he will end up in paradise, or he can take the left road. If the person takes the road that man's nature wants to, kafur, what we call that, now the child becomes bold. Yesterday he was so simple and humble in front of his mother. Whatever the mother said, he said, mommy, mommy, mommy. But now he says her, says she. Now that respect came out. Now when he speaks in a different tone. Allah Ta'ala says, the one who took that road, who said, I'm the boss. Inna a'tadna lil kafirin. We have prepared now food for both parties. For the one who wants to take the turn to the left, he wants to live in kufr, denial. He doesn't want to see Allah in anything. He wants to forget Allah was with him in the womb. Allah was the one who brought him from nowhere into here. Allah was the one who brought him into maturity. He wants to just close that chapter. By Allah, Allah is most independent. Allah says, for such people, salasila, we have our chains. Wa aghlala, the chain that is put on the neck of an individual. They used to tie the person with a chain in the past. It was on the neck. The head would be stuck up. and it would be tied to the hands. Said, we got the chains for the legs, we got the chains for the neck, وَسَعِيرًا, and then we got the blazing fire of Jahannam. As for the people, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارِ, as for good people means those who appreciated. And now how the surah will describe Jannah after this. As I will translate now, every one of us make a dua. Allah, give this to me. Allah, give this to me. This is a menu that is being put. In this world, when they show you the menu, whichever shop you go, restaurant you go, or sometimes you go to a person's house, and he says, what will you have? You will say, I wish I could have everything, but my stomach doesn't allow anything. Sometimes when you go to certain houses, they feed you so well. But after when they bring the desserts and the biscuits, you feel that I shouldn't have eaten. Like, because it's only starting now. In that world, when it starts, it doesn't end. You can just order and order and order. The body will not become tired. The mouth will not become tired. The stomach will not become tired. And Allah will never become tired. Allah will continue giving. Man will continue taking. For the 70 years short of man, it's not worth it to lose out. When someone sees, sometimes I'm getting a top supper tonight, they say there's a braai. And the person says, I'm not having lunch today. Why he says that? He says, I don't want to spoil that supper. We got a few days of a lunch where we know a unique supper is coming. Let us not spoil that supper. Allah Tawarukala says, it starts. Normally when you just reach after a journey, the first thing the man says, very hot it was, isn't it? Can I get you a drink? First thing, can I get you a drink? Allah Tawarukala says, the abrar, the good, يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ, they will be drinking from that glass. كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا, it will have that flavor of camphor. Here today, hardly any of us tasted camphor. We know the camphor cream, that's the only camphor. And the second camphor, when he's dead, then they put in camphor. That camphor that is eaten, or it is put in a drink, hardly you'll get the pure one. Allah Tawarukala says, there it will not be little camphor. Normally they'll put a small amount. Almighty Allah says, for my servants, aynan, camphor itself will be a spring. Like how you have water. يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ, the servants of Allah will be drinking from it. How? Wherever they are in Jannah, and they get water, but they want camphor in the water, يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا, they will just look at the ground, and the ground will take out another spring. Camphor will come out like a spring. He'll take that, join it to his drink, and then he's gone, the spring will continue. يُوفُونَ بِالنَّذْرِ, who are the servants of Allah? Those who made promises, they fulfilled. This is called now, I'm skipping lunch. Skipping lunch means, in the 60 years, 70 years, me and you got, there's a lot of things I want to do. I want to break those promises so I can get extra money. I want to forge the signature so I can pull a little extra. I want to just do something around the block, something wrong, and I can pull a lot of extra. And then I remember, but supper is around the corner. Must I spoil that supper just because of this quick lunch? Allah says, who are those servants of Allah? When they made promises, they fulfilled their promises. وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا, they always thought of a day. كَانَ شَرُّهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا, that the evil of that day will be very lengthy. It is called the day of Qiyamah. It will spread from one till the end. It could be 1,000, it could be 10,000. The day of Qiyamah got a different time for every individual. Said they always thought of that day and they said it's not worth it. Let me just make that little bit sabr, little sabr. Skip lunch. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ, they were ready to give others to eat. عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ, beautiful Quran is, one meaning of عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ is in the love of Allah. They said, I want that person to eat. Sahaba radiallahu anh, they showed it. Me and you, we understand it is to give like that. Say, فَرَاكُوس. So you give him 5 rand, yeah, 5 crores, go away, don't meet me again. By Sahaba, it was the Ansar who showed it. The Muhajirin who came, forget the Muhajirin, it was the Battle of Badr. At the end of the Battle of Badr, few Sahaba passed away, but many non-Muslims were taken captive. When they were brought into Medina Munawara, they had no jail. What are you going to do with the captive? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the people of Medina, they were already hosting the Muhajirin. He said to them, each house must take a captive. Now when you're taking a captive, very good, I'll lock him in the bathroom. He said, each house must look after a captive. That one sentence, look after. The captive himself will say, during the time I was a captive in Medina Munawwara, I would see that man putting in front of me food, and he and his family had no food. I would hear him saying to his wife that we got a guest of the Messenger of Allah, we have to look after him. Somehow or the other, they said, I heard the person saying, let the children stay hungry, but the guest will not go hungry. But they were not speaking of a guest. They were speaking of a captive. Nowhere in history except Islam it showed such a level. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامُ We are still far, but in the world, one person accepted Islam. When they asked him the reason, he said when he was in Turkey years ago, now things have changed so much. That time when there was hardly much Islam, but just because of the word Islam, the tourists, they landed up in one place, it was late, then they asked one man, I need to get to this. The man said, I don't even know where this hotel is. But it's late at the moment, where are you going to get a taxi? You just come home. The person is saying who accepted Islam later on, he said, I was so scared because this man had a beard. So me and my wife, I must we go with him. He said, when we came to the house, we saw some older people, so we got a little happy, like at least as a grandfather. So the man told us, yeah, they fed us something, and then the person said, we're going to sleep. What he thought is in the other room. And he said, you all will sleep here. He said, in the morning, and it was very cold at night, winters in Turkey, if you understand it. He said, when the lights came in the morning, I'm looking around, and I went out of my room, and I saw there's no other room in the house. He said, I saw them sleeping outside, the whole family. So he said, I asked this person that, what have you done to your family? Even the grandfather was outside, all with blankets. So the man just said that, this is my Islam. Like finished. So he said, what is this Islam? He said, I saw my wife cry. Because for years we hated that word Islam. So that man said, I also don't know much, but if you want to get a Quran from the shop and get the hadith, and you will learn what Islam is. And he said, that was my last meeting with the man. First thing when he went back to the city, I went looking for this Quran. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ In the love of Allah, they were ready to feed others. Allah has given it, it's the nature of a believer. We don't have to stay hungry, but we have seen so many people. When people are in difficulty, that man says, I'll put 10,000, I'll put 15,000. Feed these people, feed. We went to places, the dastarkhans, the degs are ready. The man says, you know, my father just loves to feed. Allah put it. He says, it was those who were just feeding. Beautiful, ala hubbihi. That's one group. In the love of Allah, they were just feeding. Another meaning of ala hubbihi. This is Quran. Second meaning is, there's the second group, like me. We like our money. So when we have to take it out, first we look five times, like, hey, must I give, must I give? Almighty Allah praise that person also. That ala hubbihi, despite him having so much of love for his own food and his own wealth, still he thought of Allah and he said, let me give it over. Even that man was appreciated. Where normally the person will tell the boy, you're not giving it with your heart, like. I can see you don't want to give it. Almighty Allah praise that. He said, the one who never want to give it also, so much of love, but still he put it front. He said, he also is my servant. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ In the love of Allah. Or it means, despite the love of wealth, still he was feeding. Who he was feeding? The miskeen, the poor, the orphan, the captive, wa asira. And when they were feeding, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ When the captive would say, that why are you treating me in this manner? Years ago, 9/11 took place, and whatever the Western media wants to always show, and at least now in this war that is taking place with Ukraine and Russia, many people, at least if someone is following, we say don't even follow, because what you're going to follow is all a lie. But those few that are following, they made a nice remark that whatever news Ukraine is showing in the West, that's also a lie. And whatever Russia is showing, that's also a lie. So one person wrote there that the Russian people, what they seeing on their television, it's a completely different story, it's a lie. And the other person said, what Europe is showing the world, that's a completely different story, it's a lie. And both of them proved that the other one is lying. Which showed the world one thing, that up till now, whatever you're seeing in the news, it's all a lie. All a lie. One is showing that Russia killed so and so people, those people are still alive. The other one is showing Ukraine did this here, those people are saying it never happened. Each one is saying they're playing with the camera. If they can both prove, this one is proving that one is a liar. That one is proving that one is a liar. In the ending, what got proved? That both of you are liars. When both of you are liars, then who has lied to me and you? Because whatever we were seeing up till now was called European television. Everything what they want to show, they can show it on the TV. How much is the truth? We'll never know. We'll never know. But at that time when Afghanistan was attacked, then that one woman who was captured, she was kept for a few months or a few weeks, I don't know what it was. And as soon as they released her, she accepted Islam. It was recently also another woman, when she came out, the person went to go greet her, so I'm so happy you finally free. She never put her hand front. The man was so upset, the world was so upset, she wasn't putting her hand because she had accepted Islam. Captives accepted Islam, why? Because the Muslim who had taken the captive said, "Innama nut'imukum liwajhi Allah," that we only feed you for the pleasure of Allah. "La nuridu minkum jaza'a wala shukura," I don't want you to pay me back. I know half the time you won't even thank me after that. You'll go back to your land and you'll fall in with their stories. That they did this to me, they did that to me. But those many people went back and after a while they said, "I'm announcing my Islam." Islam only had this. Even with the captive, inna nakhafu, what made that believer say, "I'm going to skip lunch"? He had that woman as his captive. If he wanted to, he could have done what barbarians of the world do. When they get their power over Muslim women, what they do? But why is it when a Muslim gets power over someone, he behaves in a manner? That woman said, "They left me in one corner. There was a blanket always covering me. Whenever I needed to have any need, then I would just make a sound. They would treat me as though I'm the most honorable guest of all." Complete privacy. Istinja, the highest level of privacy. Not one man's hand was going to touch her. Who was going to do all of this? That believer will say, why? What made him skip that lunch? He could have done and given into his desire. Inna nakhafu min Rabbina. They would say, we fear from Allah, yawman, a day which is going to come. Abusan, which will make people frown. Qamtarira, a very difficult day. In this world, they skip lunch. Allah says, فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. So Allah saved them from the evil of that day. وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَدْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. And now Allah threw in front of them, may He throw in front of all of us. He said, He threw in front of them happiness, the enjoyments of the time. وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Because of their patience, now came the time to pay back. جَنَّةً, there was going to be garden. وَحَرِيرًا, there was going to be silk. مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ, they were going to be reclining on their sofas. They would not see now shamsan, the heat of the sun. Wala zamharira, they would not see the severe cold and ice. Jahannam is made up of both. Extreme heat, extreme cold. Everyone says, I like a country where the weather is so nice and moderate. Allah says, there is no heat. There is no extreme cold. There you will be living in enjoyment. دَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا, the shades of Jannah will always be over them. وَذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا, and the branches will always be close to them. This is paradise. In this world, you're trying to get that fruit from the tree. Try and climb up. You might fall. In that world, the branch will come down to you. This will only happen in Jannah. Allah says, then the goblets of silver and the glasses, which is made of what we call glass. But our glass in this world is made from sand, if someone knows how glass is made. Allah says, in that day, it will qawarira min fidda. The glass will be made from silver. And how it will be full always. وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا. As soon as they entered, they were given their drink. They had little camphor. Allah says, now again they will be drinking. Now it will have a little ginger. Like how some people say, I like my ginger ale. But that ginger of that world will be of a different class. There it was camphor. Allah said, little camphor, no way, I'll give you a spring. Your ginger, Allah said, عَيْنًا. It will also be your spring. تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلَ. It got a name also, that spring. سَلْسَبِيل, meaning the spring of ginger. And then those young boys will be running around. They will be called the khuddam, the khadims of Jannah. They will be running to every person. Forget your hoor. And forget your wife. Always we have to say this part, because normally when we say hoor, sometimes the women don't like that. We just stop there. The wife will be a class higher than the hoors. Some people might not be too happy about that one also. But when you see it, you'll say, lucky I kept you till the end. The wife will be a class higher, because the hoor will not have the brightness of the dhikr of Allah. That dhikr of Allah will create such a level of the hafiz of Quran. He's how much Quran he read. His father will be given a crown, which brilliance will be more unique than the sun. So that woman of this world, she might not look the best today, but her one subhanallah will give her such a light that when she will walk, every hoor will be like a star. And she will be the sun coming out. One place we went to, so one woman asked this question, that will our husbands have time for us when there will be so many hoors, like, and every one will be of a different class, whereas in this world I can't keep his eyes on me. So there will he even have time? So the answer was given in the bayan, that you will be like the star, the sun. And then all of these will be like the stars. So after I gave that answer, then one thought came, I just added that part. I said, the only thing is that you must remember, when the sun sets, that's when the stars come out. So if you want to go visit your mother, it's your story then. Until you out, he's yours. You want to go. Until you out, it's yours. Allah says, forget the hoor. This khadim will be such. The khadim, إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ. When you will see the khadim, that young boy running around with the goblet, حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. You will think that a pearl is moving around. How he will be shining. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ. Day when you will look, رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمٌ. You will only see luxury. وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. And you will see a huge kingdom. Allah give it to all of us. Skip the lunch, no matter how wonderful it looks, and say, I'm waiting for supper. Because it's around the corner. Almighty Allah says, their clothing will be of the best fabrics of silk that you could ever imagine. Jewelry will be on their hands, on their bodies. And at the end of this ruku, إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً. This only if you know the Arabic language. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً. When man will be now with that jewelry and with that silken garments and sitting on that couch and looking at that khadim's running and everyone bringing him something to drink, is just starting now. At that time Allah will say to the servants of Allah, Allah make us all those servants. He will say, oh my servant, this is the pay for what you had done. It's time to pay you back. So normally that servant will say, so much you're paying for so little I did. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Allah says, your efforts in the world was well appreciated in the heavens. Your efforts in this world. So sometimes when life is not treating us very well, sickness comes. It makes us cry at night. It comes in someone in the family. It makes us cry at night. difficulties come, problems come, what I don't want to happen happens. At that time, every ah, Allah says that's also appreciated. Everything got a record. Everything is being written. We ask Allah for the highest levels of ease. But if difficulty comes on the way, you must understand business is being made with Almighty Allah. Allah Himself knew, if I told my servant, sign this deal, then the servant will say, no, too hard. So one person in the family gave the young child, he gave him a check. He even left it blank. He said, you fill in something, blank check. Or he wrote something, but it's big, this amount. For that small child, 20,000. He says, daddy, daddy, I want that small Porsche. Because that's what he's going to get with the 20,000. I entered one time, I was in a, where was, on airport or something. I don't know where I was, but then there was one shop they called Porsche or Lamborghini. I can't even remember, so many years ago. So me, whatever toys we bought was always 10 rand, 15 rand toys. So because my son was still at home, I said, let me buy one toy for him. So I walked into the Porsche shop. I never thought that that small car will be 50,000 rand. That man, as soon as he saw me, never wanted to serve me also. He already knew this guy is not a customer. So I entered. He never wanted to show me his things. You know, he picked up already. This guy hasn't got that card. I walked in. I looked at that price. I'm wondering who in their mind will pay 50,000 for that. So the child said, I want it. At that time, the father smiles and he takes away the check. So the boy cries. And the boy will even say something very rude sometimes. And then the father will just have to say that, my son, you have to trust me. I will invest this for you today so that tomorrow when you really need it, you will get it. As for the car, even if I give it to you in 2 days' time, you're not going to play with it. When Almighty Allah sometimes wants to make a deal, me and you are such, we even say, why? So at that time, Almighty Allah says, I need to make an investment for you. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. On that day, it will be said, oh my servant, you remember the few times when you said, why? إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً. This is why. I needed you to make a deal. You were not ready to sign. I signed on your behalf. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Indeed, your efforts were well appreciated. And then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, so now we have decided we're going to skip lunch when the need comes, when we hear supper is ready. How are we going to make the sabr? Allah says, Inna nahnu nazzalna alayka al-Qur'an tanzila. We have sent this Qur'an to you. This Qur'an will teach us how to make that sabr. Fasbir li hukmi rabbika. Now with this Qur'an, now be patient. Waiting for the decision of your Allah. When the world will open up its entertainments. We spoke many a time in the past of internet, that internet is forgotten. Today we speak about the metaverse. When this world is going to open up its entertainment, it will be this Quran that will say to you, skip lunch and just wait for supper. Allah said, I sent you this Quran. وَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Now you just be patient waiting for the decision of Allah. وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. As for the sinner in the world and for the non-believer in the world, you don't listen to them. You got your Quran. وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. In the morning and in the evening, think of Allah. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ. And at night, if you can make one, two sajdas for Allah. It could be tahajjud which you woke up for. Or it could be tahajjud just before going to sleep. Little thinking of Allah in the morning. Little in the evening. One, two sajdas at night. وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. Your night is so long. In such a long night, make dhikr of Allah a little bit. In a long night, سَبِّحْهُ, make the tasbih of Allah. إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ يُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ. There are people in this world, you must not listen to them. They are running for entertainment. They are running to clubs. One person on Dasar Khan asked, what's happening in the lands of Arabia? Thousands and thousands where we say, I need to go for Hajj and Umrah. Thousands are saying, I need to go to the next club. Thousands. There was always going to be thousands in one direction. And there was always going to be thousands in the other direction. Allah, make us that we walk in the right direction. It said, "Inna ha'ula," there are many on the other road. Yuhibbun al-ajila, they are those who love cash. Ajil means immediate. Ajil, they want it right now. I can't make sabr anymore. وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ, behind them they are leaving a very heavy day. يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا. For me and you, with this Quran, few days of sabr. إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرًا. Allah says, what a advice this is. But it's only an advice, no one will be forced. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. The one who wishes now, he must walk the path to his Allah. Allah, make all of us take the right path. We were created in the womb with no choice. We came out, and then the two roads were put in front. Now we got that 60-year period. We were never mentioned before. Very soon we're not going to be mentioned after. And after that, everything is going to start happening. In the surah, the whole world was brought. And it was told, you make your decision now. Is it worth it that you're going to miss for life just for a few minutes of enjoyment? وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. And you will never be able to choose the right road unless Allah decides. So man must make dua to Allah. Today, Isha time, you lift up your hands and you say, Allah, perhaps always when I made dua, I made for the world. I don't know how many times I made for the year after. I ask you one thing, let my leg walk in the right direction, even if I don't want it to walk in that direction. يُدْخِلُ مَن يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِي. Allah says, in His mercy, Allah, who He wishes, He allows to enter into His mercy. وَالظَّالِمِينَ. As for those people who oppress themselves, Allah says, He has prepared for them a most terrible punishment. May Allah tabarakallah make us all of the people of paradise. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.